Wilson, you did it again. You had the eye of the tiger look in that at-bat. We just felt like something big was coming. You felt much more like yourself lately. Did you predict something big? Did you feel it like it looked like you did before that big swing?
Yes. I knew something was about to happen. I felt good throughout the day. And I was just focused enough to when I was about to hit. I was looking for some pitches up in the zone, but I was lucky enough to hit a changeup out of the ballpark.
How does it feel to kind of get a little day of rest? You kind of have to get wrestled and forced to get out of the lineup the way that you just want to be in there every day. Does a day off help your body feel much stronger the next day?
For sure. I mean, it feels good to have an off day or doing absolutely nothing, just watching movies on my couch in my house. It feels so good. And today I felt fine. I mean, the leg is feeling better. It's not 100%, but it's good enough to play. I just put some kind of tape around it just to run a little better to not get booed again.
Oh, please.
But man, it's just part of baseball. I'm happy to be here, happy to help the team to win.
You know, we saw you stretching it out, Wilson, a little bit over at first base. Is that just kind of trying to stay loose over there?
Yeah, I always try to leave to keep my quads loose, because if my quad get tight, my hammy get tighter. So I'm trying to always, like, throughout the game, try to stretch myself and try to stay loose as much as I can.
You know, you're a person, Wilson, who can probably understand this as much as anybody, what Rafi was going through today. I mean, you've been around. You've been in some of the marquee franchises in baseball.
Yeah.
How crazy is it to be part of one huge side of a rivalry like you were with the Cubs and then go to St. Louis and be received like that? Could you kind of relate to what Rafi was going through today?
It's a hard feeling, man, to being honest. It's a hard feeling when you come back to your old house, a house that saw you grow up and become a superstar. And when you get traded and come back to Fenway in Devers' case, I'm pretty sure they feel like it was in shock, because that's the way I felt when I went back to Wrigley, because I never expect myself to get out of Wrigley. But things happen, we have to move on, but I'm pretty sure that he was kind of shocked and he was overthinking a lot his first at bat. I mean, his second at bat was much better. He hit a homer at that center.
He's only human, like all of you guys are. I mean, I think we see you in these stages and think, oh, they don't feel things. But clearly he was. Last thing for you, Wilson. You'll be great with your time. Sonny does it again. I mean, I know he's upset with the homers, but this is what he's done over and over again. I mean, 16 wins is not a coincidence. After that, he goes two great innings to give you length, to save the bullpen a little bit. What can you say about the year Sonny's having?
I mean, Sonny's one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. He has 16 and something. And he's not a coincidence. He's doing it from his first game until now. We're already, like, finishing August. I feel like he's a little bit tired, but he's a professional. He's a grinder and he's a gamer, so he won't give up. I mean, he gave up some hard contacts today, but it's rare when you see that out of him. At the same time, he battled with whatever he had, and he pitched a great game.
Players Weekend, we're going to see the Bowser bat soon?
Sí, mañana, tomorrow.
Perfecto. Yes, muchísimas gracias, señor.
Gracias.
Felicitaciones.
Thank
All right.
You.